You've reached an age where you have developed, I'm sure, some wisdom. How would you tell people to get through the difficult times in life?
Well, I don't know. It's all different to different people. Some people would, like my second wife, Mary, turned to religion. She was brought up as a Catholic, left the church for a while, and she's back with a vengeance. So that was her way of coping, I guess, with not only our divorce, but, you know, things in her life. Me, I don't know what came of all this. I may not be a type of person that's really good at, I don't know what it is. I always felt that I was a good provider and all the traditional male point of view stuff, you know. But I probably wasn't real available emotionally. So at this point, I have to say that was I started drinking when I was 16 years old. A lot of my friends stopped drinking. I never did. I was 24 years later, when I was 40, I quit drinking. I got sober. I went to Alcoholics Anonymous and started growing up, actually, at that point, because I think through my whole first marriage, I basically was living in a very difficult life of being an alcoholic and trying to keep my family together, trying to maintain some normalcy around the family life. But of course, that doesn't work. And after my divorce, within the year, actually it was about the same time that I got divorced the first time, I went into recovery. So things started changing quite a bit for me personally, and I started to really grow up and get a better perspective on who I am in relation to the rest of the world and try to figure out what it is that caused me to get into the world of addiction rather than live what some people would call a normal life. However, I've discovered that everybody has some addiction, whether it's sugar or work or whatever. And if it's not addiction, it may be an obsession. But in any case, you know, you have to learn about yourself to be able to modify behavior, and it's a long and difficult process. So by the time I got married the second time, I had been sober for a few years, but I don't think I was really, you know, advanced enough to really know who I was. And as I got married the second time, I think, and I hate to use the word mistake, but as it turns out, I wasn't prepared for a second marriage when I got married. But I hung in there for the 10 years, but things started to change to a point that I don't think we could have patched it up. I couldn't have patched it up. I really wanted out of the marriage much more than my wife did. So I don't know if that's selfishness or self-preservation or what it is, but it's what's happened. And my psychology started to change through the process of recovery, but it's a long process, almost a lifelong process. And along the way, one of the things that we're told in recovery is to thine own self be true, and I was in a lot of conflict at the end of my second marriage because I just was not a very happy guy. So, I don't even know what the question was.
How long have you been in AA at this point?
Well, I don't go to AA much anymore, but I've been sober 23 years.
When you count the accomplishments of your life, what are they?
Oh, I think sobriety is about the top of the list. Certainly acquiring technical skills. I have a lot of technical skill around electronics, computers, electrical, general building structures and maintenance, those kind of things. some of it on the job, some of it going to classes, doing independent study, but still in the realm of as a tradesperson. But somewhere along that line, as a super worker, I became a supervisor, and then I became a manager and progressed in the manager ranks. So I was able to get to a point that, and look, I wound up my last job with a company that was very generous when it came to stock options and those kind of things. So I was able to retire at 60, maybe too early, but it was time to leave the company anyway. So it was either retire or leave and go someplace else.
So what is your life like at this point?
My life at this point is pretty laid back. I don't have a lot of expectation about where things need to be. I'm very satisfied that I accomplished what I did raising my two families. I'm still in very, very, very much involved in my youngest daughter, who is also now a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. So besides being her dad, I'm also a fellow recovering alcoholic. And so we spend time talking at a level that I don't really have with my other two kids because they're not of that common experience. But today, life is pretty... It took me a couple of years to get to this point. Where at first, a lot of expectation coming from outside, well, what are you going to do now that you're retired? What are you going to do with your life? You know, there's a lot of pressure to do. And I'm much more inclined to be today. So I take it easy. I have a dog. I take her to the beach because I live in a coastal town, so I'm able to go to the beach. I do a lot of reading. I spend quite a bit of time on my computer. I'm learning to do Tai Chi. I'm trying to modify my eating habits so that I can be a little healthier. I need to lose some weight. I need to cut sugar out of my diet as much as possible. I need to eat natural foods as much as possible. Some of that is just kind of late knowledge as we go along. I've realize that a lot of what we buy out of the grocery store is from the corporate farm, and I want to move away from that. I don't trust them. I don't trust we're getting the nutrition we need. But that goes back to that whole spiritual bent that I seem to have been on since 1963, one time or another.
What town do you live in?
I live in Pacifica, California.
Coming from Wisconsin, you have a perspective of a particular time in Wisconsin. And when you think back on the region and the time, what do you see?
Well, when I was a young child, and of course I was half the height that I am today, it seemed like the snowbanks were pretty high walking to school. But I realized that that's just kind of a maybe selective memory. I also think of Rhinelander as some huge place in my mind, you know, because it's the town where all my childhood memories reside. But when I go back and visit, I'm just struck by how small it is. It's such a little place. After living in a place like the San Francisco Bay Area since 1967, which is, you know, over 40 years off and on. You know, Rhinelander is really, really different. And, of course, I still come back once in a while because my brother being in Green Bay, I come to visit, and my domestic partner, Glenna, or Cookie, we call her, likes to do little trips, and so going back to Wisconsin lends itself very well to change of scenery and you know, social events with my side of the family. And I always think of Wisconsin as a place where hardy souls live. You have to be somewhat hardy to live in that cold environment in the wintertime. I think the summertime still, I still remember being invited to the events on lake properties and canoeing and those kind of things when I was a kid. Sort of still brings back and elicits those fond memories of summertime in Wisconsin. But, you know, living in the Bay Area, there is not much better weather than San Francisco Bay Area. And after leaving the winters of Wisconsin, I doubt very seriously I will ever go back. Pacifica is a very nice town. It's a small town, hasn't changed much. It's what we call a blue-collar, sort of a bedroom community. Most people work somewhere else. So in the morning, there's a traffic jam as people line up to get out of town because there's only one highway in and out of here. And then in the evening, it's kind of stacked up as everybody comes back home again. And I've lived here 7 years, I think, in Pacifica now. And it's funny because in the Bay Area, I didn't even know about Pacifica my first go-around. I lived in the East, what they call the East Bay, Fremont, and San Jose. And now I'm on what they call the Peninsula side, the San Mateo Peninsula, Pacifica, and of course San Francisco is only 15 miles to the north.